The current city landfill, which has been in use since 1959, is set to receive a facelift. The city has recently received a proposal from Juneau-based R&M Engineering to design the closure and get the landfill slopes DEC compliant. Half the landfill has been full for several years and is set for a full closure. The other half will be covered gradually. Carl Johnson is the city's public works superintendent.
And basically, the half the landfill will be completely closed. You won't have that eyesore out on the point to look at when you drive by to go to the river out fishing. The other half of the landfill that we still use still needs to be covered and still needs to have the slopes meet requirements. So it'll end up looking very similar to the closed portion, except parts of it won't be seeded yet. And there'll be a small area that the face that we're currently putting debris in won't be covered. So the entire site will pretty much be covered up with something, and half of it will be closed.
The landfill will be covered by a couple feet of soil with a permeability layer underneath. The last step is seeding the soil. Some cost saving will be due to the fact that much of the soil used for the project comes right from Wrangell Island.
Most of the soil we plan on using on the project is a lightly contaminated soil from the Institute project, stuff that doesn't meet the requirements for them to actually treat it. So we can spread it out, mix some fertilizer in with it, and just use it as cover.
Another component of the project is to figure out how much longer the city will be able to use the current landfill. Presently, there are many unknowns until the engineering survey is done.
We're hoping that there will be a significant amount of room left, but we don't know. Once the steep slopes are brought back to 3-to-1 and stabilized, it might be that a good portion of the landfill is full, and either we'll change the way we operate the landfill and not allow certain types of materials to go in it, or we'll have to start looking for another landfill or ship everything. There's other communities in Southeast that ship all their waste.
If there is still space in the landfill for future use, Johnson says there are ways to cut down on waste that gets dumped.
There's some things where the cost to ship them isn't that much more than what people are paying now to dump it in the landfill. So if we can take some of that bulk, especially the lightweight materials, and ship them out in our vans, we can reduce the volume of waste going to the landfill and extend the life.
Johnson hopes the project will get started this summer or fall, but it heavily depends on the engineering estimates. He says the project should take only one construction season to complete. When that grassy hillside does come around, the city will have yet another project to deal with. What goes on the site?
There's limited options on what you can do with the site afterwards. I mean, you can put structures on it in a limited capacity, but we choose to. We could put little shelters, or we could just have flat spots. I don't know. At this point, people want to have picnics in the landfill, but in the future, that's often what's done with those sites because you can't put big structures on them.
The city still needs to meet with R&M Engineering, the only company to put in a proposal, to work out details. Johnson anticipates securing the engineering firm for the landfill project at the March 11 City Council meeting. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.